quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got Dynamite to talk about here tonight. 5 segments scheduled for the show, taking place from the Mission Ballroom in Denver, Colorado. We'll tell you what's happening tonight as we head towards their next pay-per-view. Of course, we got New Beginning USA, the New Japan show, coming up on Friday, as well as SmackDown. Talked to Rocky Romero about that yesterday. Elimination Chamber coming up this weekend. And, of course, we have a lot of news. A lot of health updates are going to kick off the show today. We got updates on Bronson Reed, who tore his biceps on Raw this past Monday night. Rebel of AEW, who I believe is still under contract with AEW. She's been having a lot of health issues. We'll tell you about that. Plus, Typhoon, who, in fact, I just watched wrestle on, we were doing the Brian and Vinny show last night, and Earthquake and Typhoon had a match on that show. And he's been having a rough time as well. 30 days in the hospital after his gallbladder exploded. We'll give you a health update on him. And then we will talk about one of the weirdest stories, not just in wrestling, but man, the world's changing, everybody. We'll tell you about that. Plus, we'll talk about Stand and Deliver, AJ Styles, and his future SmackDown and Collision and Raw ratings. We've got the NXT TV report, and boy, always glad there's a Thursday Brian and Vinny show for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, because I got 90 minutes to just go off. No holds barred. It's actually a very good show, which is kind of why it made me mad. But anyway, we'll talk about that and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's going on, Tom?
Just happy to be here, brother.
I know you are. So am I. Brian, here goes. You're going to punish NXT for putting on a great show. LOL. I'm sure it'll make sense once you explain. I wasn't going to start with this, but I'll give a quick speech. I'll talk more about this on the Brian and Vinny show on Thursday, but NXT was a really good show last night with one exception, which we'll talk about later. But it was like a really good show, and I just was like, I was so irritated when the show was over. I was like, guys, I ranted about how bad this show was for like 8 months. I ranted and raved every single week about how bad this show was. And over the last 3-4 weeks, you know, I've seen vindication. For example, NXT won Worst Show in the Observer Awards. Guys, you know how long NXT's been around? What was it, 2012? When did NXT start? 2012, 2011, somewhere around there?
Around then, yes.
Yeah, you know what? Never won Worst Show ever until 2025 because it was the worst show on television. It sucked. Every week I complained about it. So I felt vindicated when they won Worst Show. And then, you know, they started doing these videos on the show. Oh, here's Finn Balor talking about how awesome NXT was and how much it meant to his career. And I was just like, yeah, here we go. It's damage control time. Let's put over how great NXT. And then they had another one this week, Damian Priest. Oh, man, I loved my time in NXT. I just felt vindication. They have realized how much this show sucks, and now they're trying to do some damage control. And then you'll never guess what happened last night. Three title changes on the show, including two kids in their early 20s won the tag team titles, Vanity Project. They literally were not under contract to WWE like 4 weeks ago. They had ID deals. They were not under contract anyway. They end up getting signed to contracts, and now they're the NXT tag team champions. And all I could think was, remember when Javon and Leon Slater were in line for the. Oh, yeah, they didn't win. Yeah, anyway. So anyway.
Well, you notice the show has improved since they cut all that dead weight.
They
got rid of Javon. They got rid of Oba.
Oh, get out of here. So they won, and then we had another championship change. You know,
you're not infuriated by the way they won?
Because no.
That pissed me off.
We'll get to that later. But Elio LaFleur won the speed title. Him and Eli Knight actually had a speed match. A speed match broke out in the middle of a speed match. I couldn't even believe my eyes. And then a fast new guy actually won the title. And then, of course, in the main event, they put the title on Miles Bourne. He beat Ethan Page for the North American title. That's three title changes on the show. And it was like, when it was over, I just sat there and I thought, man, you know, this all could have been avoided if you hadn't had your head up your ass for the last year, you know? I mean, I could sit here and just talk about how many people, like, what do we do with Javon? Oh, nothing? Okay, that's cool. What did you do with, Jada Parker? Oh, nothing? Oh, I remember when she was, like, super over and you made her a heel and then you just took her off television. That was a good one. Yeah. Remember when Lola Vice was, like, at her absolute peak and she was fighting for the title with her father in the crowd? And it's like, now's the time. Nope. Beat her. Went back down to the mid-card. Remember when Thea Hale won the title on accident? But, like, the place frickin' exploded. They were so excited and so happy. And what was the response? Oh, man, can't wait to get that belt off her. Can't wait to get that belt off her. And then what happened? Everybody got called up. And they were left with nothing. And now, oh, now we got to get the belts on some young guys. Now we got to make some changes. Now we got to do some, I'm like, okay, whatever. It's just like,
hold on.
Where was this
are young guys
ago?
Themselves, Brian.
Oh, stop.
They are. How old are the guys in
Brother,
Dark State?
Here's the problem. Nobody.
They're young guys that they want to push, and they put them over the Hardys. So,
Tom,
you can't use the tag team, Tom, NXT tag titles as an example.
Nobody has ever cared for one second about Dark State.
The crowd was cheering for them in that match.
Bro.
They were.
They were put in position to be babyfaces, and they worked as babyfaces. That is the only time anyone has ever cared about Dark State. You know what the problem is? With this NXT, all of last year, it was like, Tom, I know if you were aware of this. You know this, right? You know wrestling's fake, right? You're a wrestler.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Okay. Well, you know the idea of wrestling being fake is like, you can kind of do whatever you want. And the problem is, it used to be that it was like fake, but now it's like really, really, really fake. We got to write out this long-ass storyline, and we're just going to go with whatever we want to do. Come hell or high water, someone else gets over, it doesn't matter. Sammy gets over in Montreal, nah, we got a plan. And it's like they just go with it, and they miss all of these opportunities. Like, you got handed Javon on a silver platter, you dropped the ball. You got handed Jada Parker on a silver platter, you dropped the ball. You got handed Thea Hale on a silver platter, you dropped the ball. You got handed, like, one after another in 2025, handed to you. Here you go! And drop the ball. I'm sure they had a plan. Oh, Javon's gonna get his big win at Stand and Deliver 2026. Oh, yeah? Well, you know what? Somebody saw him once, and they were like, we got to get this guy on the main roster. And here we are. Yeah, well, you're good job on that plan. When it's time, you got to pull the trigger. And they just screwed it up all year long. And now they're scrambling. Damage control videos. Let's put these titles on young guys right now. 3-in-1 show. It's like, whatever. I like the show. Hopefully they figure things out. And now we can, like, move on with a good NXT show. Because it certainly was better last night, with a couple of exceptions. We'll get to that later, Tom. Anything else you want to throw in?
Not from this show, no.
Okay. Well, we got three health updates to talk about here today. Bronson Reed is in Birmingham, and he's either gotten or will very soon be getting surgery on his torn biceps. And hopefully he is back soon. And all the best on his recovery. AW's Rebel posted on social media. She is currently in inpatient rehab program. She's been diagnosed with primary pulmonary lymphoma, a form of cancer that affects the lungs. She noted her doctors consider her a best-case scenario for her situation. She's been dealing with health issues since May 2024, including a neurological disorder. It's made it difficult to walk and speak clearly. Been in and out of the hospital. Therapy for speech. Chewing is difficult. Swallowing is difficult. Speech therapy. Physical therapy. And learning to walk. She's currently on a walker. So all the best to Rebel. Hopefully, if it is a best-case scenario, they can get a lot of this taken care of. And then also, Typhoon, the former Typhoon.
Shockmaster.
Shockmaster, Fred Ottman, Tugboat.
I love some Tugboat as a little kid.
Bro, man.
And I love Shockmaster as an adult.
Then you should have watched the WWE tape that we watched for Brian and Vinny's show last night.
I'm good.
I believe two Tugboat. You're an idiot. I didn't say watch the show, moron. I said watch the actual WWF tape. You had two Earthquake and Typhoon matches, both of which I was greatly entertained by, and a lot of other great stuff as well, including Bret Hart versus the Barbarian. You're going to bury that?
Barbarian's still out there working today.
Disgusted.
Can you believe it? Yeah. But that, no, that's not.
No, I'm disgusted that's by you, awesome. Not him. Anyway, Fred Ottman is out of the hospital. He was in for a few extra days. Extra tough surgery after his gallbladder exploded.
Oof.
And released poison into his body. So best wishes to him as well. And we'll talk more news, including the greatest story since the birth of Jesus, perhaps. Wrestling Observer Live.
Oh, I guess something.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We got Vinny Pacifico coming up in the next segment, so in a moment, Tom is going to do his NXT thoughts. But I want to mention that I don't want people insulted that I said this is the greatest story since the birth of Jesus, because for the first time since Jesus, a man is coming back to life, and of all people. Yes, Tom?
Continue, please.
Antonio Inoki is returning to life in 2027. Developers are planning on releasing a lifelike humanoid robot of Antonio Inoki in 2027.
Who's reporting this?
At a press conference on Wednesday, Inoki Genki Factory announced it is hoping to have Android Inoki launched in time for his birthday on February 20, 2027. They are creating an AI Inoki, which will replicate his speech patterns and personality traits, which will then be integrated into an android robot body intended to physically resemble Inoki. Well, I hope so. Who else is going to resemble? So there is a video of Antonio Inoki himself making the announcement of his own android. It is up on Twitter right now. And what in God's name is going on, dude?
What an amazing story. I wish that somebody would have reported on this last Friday on this very show.
I wasn't here.
I know you weren't here. Why is this now making the news rounds today? Why is it reported on the front page of the website today when Lance and I talked about this very thing on Friday? We theorized what it was. We talked about the fact that there was an AI announcement on the Twitter that the robot's coming next year. We talked about, hey, maybe Minoru Suzuki's going to fight the Antonio Inoki robot just like he fought the Mecha Mummy. Why is this being reported on 5 days later by the aggregators? Lance and I had this last week.
Well, you know, Tom, earlier you ridiculed the idea of listening to the Brian and Vinny show, so I don't know what to tell you, brother.
Well, they're not reporting on stuff like that, are they?
I wish I'd
not
heard
on that show.
I wish I'd heard about this last night. I could have gone 30 minutes with Granny about AI Antonio Inoki. Android Inoki coming to I don't even know what near you. All right. Proceed with your NXT thoughts, Tom.
Let me see if I can find them now.
Excellent.
I need AI to help me out, maybe. The GM, Robert Stone, was there. He's fired up about this big show they had put together tonight. Dark State defended against Vanity Project, like you talked about, all the other title matches. And we had the Vanity Project challenge Dark State. As we said, Dark State was actually getting cheered at one point during this match.
Twice!
Osiris Griffin was manhandling these twinks, Baylor and Smokes.
Oh, my.
And well, the project tried to steal some pinfalls. They made a comeback. Dark State did with a great Doomsday Device dropkick. Then Jackson Drake put Brad Baylor's foot on the rope. Jackson Drake and the other Dark State guys start arguing ringside. And during this confusion, Tony D runs down. He chokeslams Saquon Sugars on the apron. The Vanity Project, he helps the heel Vanity Project win the tag team titles. Now, I know he's going after Dark State.
Yes.
But Dark State is getting cheered by the crowd here. And he runs out and does clearly a heel move. Like, this was designed poorly.
It was not a perfect show.
Miles Bourne was interviewed by Sarah Schreiber. We had Keanu Carver take on Sean Legacy.
By the way, there's another thing like that Dark State deal that's going to happen next week that I'll tell you about later, and I'm sure they're completely clueless, but go ahead.
Keanu Carver bodied Sean Legacy around the ring early on, and he wanted to pounce him through that paper mache setup they have again. but Legacy stopped his momentum with a super kick. He went for the sliced bread in the ring, but he got thrown off, buried with a pounce, and then defeated with Keanu Carver's finisher, which was a vertical suplex into like a power slam. It was like a Falcon Arrow without sitting out, and he got the win.
That Legacy is awesome.
Yeah.
Did a good job with this Keanu Carver.
He got scrubbed out quickly.
That happens.
Kendall Gray, Renzo Claire, Kalani Jordan had a verbal altercation in the locker room where Kalani was pumping up the fact she made Lola tap out last week.
There were so many words in such a short period of time.
It's like my review.
Who even ran in? There was like a blur. Somebody ran in and they immediately cut away.
It was Lola.
Was that who it was?
Yeah.
This segment sucked. They go right back to the announcers and they didn't say one word about this segment. Not one word. They just moved on.
You know what didn't suck? The next match, which was the WWE Speed Title 3-Way.
Yeah, because
having a 7-minute time limit. Yes. And my favorite thing, not even the finish, which I liked. And I was blown away by the fact they pinned Jasper Troy, of all people, after Elio LaFleur hit that guillotine head scissors. Eli Knight came off with a tuck moonsault, but he hit him so hard he flew to the other side of the ring. Elio LaFleur pinned Jasper Troy. He won the belt. Now the Speed title can thrive once again. And as good as the match was, the best part about it was at the beginning, Booker T was adamant that Robert Stone screwed up by changing the rules, making this a three-way. He was like, they went to a draw last week. That means Jasper Troy still should be the champion. Why is he adding time to the match and making it harder for Jasper Troy to retain? He was absolutely right. Thank you, Booker T.
You know what's funny, Tom? Did you see the tweet yesterday from somebody when you and I were discussing the 7-minute time limit, how stupid it was? And they responded, clearly Brian has never watched a combat sport in his life. And I was like, interesting. Interesting you didn't say Filthy Tom, the former top 15 middleweight in UFC, who also thought 7 minutes sucked. Well, that's another matter entirely. It's a coward is who that was.
Wow. Okay. We had a couple of backstage segments here. Lola Vice challenged Kalani Jordan to an underground match. Essentially.
Yes.
After she told all of Dark State, you were pissed off backstage that Tony D was going to beat him up. Then JC Jane was set to defend the women's title against Sol Ruka. And finally, we don't even have enough time on the show because we have a guest coming up and this segment will eventually run out. But finally, they pulled the trigger. You want to talk about pulling the trigger? They broke up Sol Ruka. They did it, Brian. Can you believe it? I actually cannot.
You know what? I can't believe it because she immediately speared Sol after the ring introductions. Sol ends up getting pinned, and then Sol gets F5'd on the announce table, and they cut away. They came back and didn't mention it at all for a half hour.
Oh.
They just went, oh, we're going to do this. And I was like, you broke them up after all this time. And immediately went to the back and then didn't mention it again for 30 minutes. I was like infuriated.
Brian, why would they mention it? The crowd was cheering for Zarya.
That's
F5 Sol on the announce table. Yep. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. After all of this, it's going to backfire.
Not only that, Tom, they announced it next week. It is Zarya versus JC Jane for the title. And as soon as they said that, I was like, that's exactly what's going to happen because these people are so stupid still. Like, the show's better, but they're still incompetent. Sol is going to cost Zarya the match, and the fans are going to turn on Sol Ruka, and they're going to be baffled. They're not going to understand why.
I know you didn't see last week, but legit, right, what happens is Sol's looking for Zarya. She finds her, and Zarya goes, don't talk to me. You stole my title shot last week. And Sol goes, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean what's she talking about? That's been her whole beef the entire time. What do you mean?
Sol Ruka is Becky Lynch in 2017 when they couldn't figure out why everybody loved her. Or no, I'm sorry, Zarya. They couldn't figure out why everybody loved her and they tried to put... Incompetence. Hey,
there was Tatum Paxley cutting a promo. She got into a fight with Izzy Dame. They were interrupted. They got into a fight and then it went black. Blake Monroe came out. and Blake Monroe got beat up by Thea Hale for 1 minute. She retreated to the floor. Referee Jeremy Marcus, come on, my man. What are you doing? Pulled Thea Hale away and missed. Jada Parker hit the running hip attack. Thea Hale hit a running neck breaker and pinned Mariah May.
Yes.
In a minute in a speed match.
Yep. She pinned her on accident months ago. They couldn't wait to take the title off of her. And now, oh, maybe she's over. Well, we'll give her a win here. Blake never got her win back.
Never got her win back? She's never gotten her wind back.
That's true.
From that senton. All the wind has been taken out of her sails. It's like that she's going down worse than the Hindenburg. I like her. It's unfortunate. Hey, Kel Dixon lost to Uriah. My name is Connors, and I love to fight. And what else do we have here?
Main event.
The main event. Ethan Page. Ethan Page is such a good heel that at one point during this match, he had Miles Bourne in a chin lock. Miles Bourne stood up. And when he stood up, merely standing to his feet, the crowd is going, oh, this Ethan Page is fantastic.
Yeah, he is.
This match broke down. Miles landed the Bourne Again Leaping Neckbreaker. The Vanity Project ran down. Drake hit Bourne with his title, his Evolve belt. Shiloh Hill and the Belly Boys came to make the save. Ricky Saints tried to interfere, but Joe Hendry pulled him away. In the confusion, the top buckle was gone, and Bourne pushed Ethan Page into it, hit another Bourne Again, won the NXT North American title, and celebrated with his mom in the crowd. A fantastic end to the NXT show last night.
Back in a moment.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
Trust is earned. That's why I've stuck with Straight Talk. Same price since 2009 on Verizon's 5G network. Because, shoot, anyone can make a promise. Keeping it for years, that means something.
Now plans starting at $25 a month with 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Same price claim applies only to the base monthly price of our $45 plan from October 2009 to present.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Vinny Pacifico is joining us here today, longtime friend of the show. Filthy Tom is here as well. And Tom, are you aware that it was just a few months ago that Vinny was featured on the world-famous NASDAQ, what is it, the billboard in Times Square, Vinny?
Oh, yeah, that was a really fun opportunity. You know, we were doing a media day for a film I was featured in, so it was like one of those pretty awesome times in my life, I got to tell you. Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate you very much.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Thanks for being here. Brian, actually, I did see that because I believe I saw a picture of Vinny
yes.
that he took in front of that very picture. So,
in a
yeah,
suit.
I was aware. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, very nice suit there,
Vinny. One of the rare times I wear a suit, yes.
Yeah, I've never seen
you
in a suit.
Fun time.
Or with clothes on, now that I think about it.
I got to call Vinny. Do you have to go to, like, a special tailor? Because, I mean, you're pretty jacked guy, you know? I mean, a lot of times suit shops
Thank you very much.
Especially built for athletic individuals.
I got to say, you know, I do have a tailor, actually. And I will tell you, he is special. I actually just bought, like, 4 or 5 new suits pretty recently. And I do got to bring it to the tailor, so thank you for reminding me. Very good reminder for me. Perfect.
Can you send that tailor's information to Jackson Drake? He's got some ill-fitting suits of late, if we're being honest.
I can definitely do that for you, no problem.
All right. Vinny, what's going on of late?
Oh, my gosh. So, movies, horror films, tons of them lately. As of late. Wrestling, you know, coast to coast, as especially... You know, wrestling for Hollywood Wrestling, and just a lot of wrestling and film, and it's been very busy. I'm very grateful for everything. You know, I have a horror film called Mr. Reset. It's a wrestling horror film, and it's coming out pretty soon. We're getting ready to launch, working out details of distribution, and that's something that I've been extremely grateful to be a part of, and looking forward to getting it out there.
You know, Vinny, I was once a renowned actor myself. And I also did horror films. I bring it up because why do all these wrestlers do horror films? Every time you hear CM Punk, Adam Copeland, everyone's always like, I'm going to be this new horror film. What's with horror films and wrestlers?
I think, one thing I know is a huge overlap of horror and wrestling fans, which is awesome for us. You know, because we get to do both and, you know, combine fan bases, which is amazing. So I would say that, especially I also think as wrestlers, we are pretty good stuntmen. And those films usually require stunts, as far as I've been doing. So I would say those are the reasons that I would believe that these films, that wrestlers would go into horror. But also, horror is fun. Horror is a really fun genre, in my opinion. I've been really loving it. And the opportunities have been crazy as of late. I'm filming 3 movies in April, which
wow.
is like bananas.
Now, have you ever gigged for a horror film?
I have not, but the idea has crossed my mind.
Interesting. So, what 3 films are you working on here? And I presume you have no bookings in April?
I actually have quite a few, which is going to be very tough. But I'm actually booking up April as if I have no sleep. I'm wrestling in April, planning in April, but the films, early April, we're filming The Forgotten with Echoed Soul Productions. That one I'm really excited for. It's people that are really important to me. I just got cast for a film with Sean C. Phillips. That's going to be in late April. And yeah, so pretty much tons of films. Actually, that one's filming in Vegas. So I'll be out there in Vegas anyway for Mania weekend, and I got a movie booking. So, you know, it's been very busy, and part of it is like juggling so much at once. But I'm realizing, you know, if there's opportunity to do both, do it, right? So luckily for me, not one film has coincide with my wrestling bookings. So I'm very grateful for that. So I get to do both. I get to be available to the fullest for both opportunities. So yeah, that's just been the biggest, greatest thing so far, to be honest.
Now, Tom is recently at a hip replacement, and careful. No S-bombs on the air. But is there any chance that you could get him booked in some films? Because he's looking for something to do. Yeah. Tom, would you like to do a horror film?
Yeah, I think I could fit in as like Swamp Thing. Something along those lines.
You'd be the villain.
Yeah, he had the look.
He does have the look. Do you have any acting experience, Tom?
No, only pretending to enjoy talking to you for an hour.
Oh, man, you're all set up.
Oh, my gosh.
You're all set up then. Now,
Vinny, yes. I have a question, if you can let me speak for a second.
Sure.
Vinny, you mentioned you're in three separate films coming up. Are the roles all similar, or are you playing sort of different characters in each one? Are you being typecast, like The Rock early on?
Great question. So the first one in April, The Forgotten, is I'm not even sure my role for that one yet. I haven't gotten the script. The other one is, I really can't say too much about these roles, but one of them I'm going to be a villain. Actually, recently I filmed in a horror movie that's coming out pretty soon called Crimson Harvest. That one I played an evil detective. So I would say they range from different roles, each film, I would say. You know, one's going to be a zombie. One, Mr. Reset, the wrestling horror film I'm playing myself. So that's kind of pretty easy to do, you know, as a wrestler. But I would say that there's a wide variety of roles so far that I'm being cast in so I would say, thankfully, I'm not being typecasted, but there are some similar roles, yes.
Are there other luminaries in any of these films? Famous folk or other wrestlers?
Yes. So I just filmed Family Ties in LA a couple months ago. That has John Fiore from Sopranos and Robert Mukes from House of Thousand Corpses. Then also in Crimson Harvest, that has Felissa Rose, who's one of like the biggest scream queens of all time, as well as Robert Mukes. Let me think. Actually, yes. Tom Arnold is going to be filming in one of the movies in Vegas that I'm doing.
What? Tom Arnold?
Oh, so, yeah. Yes.
Wow. Are you going to kill him?
I don't know. I'd rather not. Keep him.
It's a horror film. I mean, how about that? The chat is up in arms about Tom Arnold in this film here. Wow.
How about comedian, right? We're on the same page? The comedian, right?
I think so. I think we're on the same page. Yeah. How old are you, Vinny?
26.
Okay. So you would have questions about Tom Arnold. Us older people are well aware of Tom Arnold. Interesting.
Let me see.
Now,
the same one I'm talking about.
How's any new sponsorships? I know the energy drink thing worked out great for quite a while. Is that still ongoing?
There are some things in the works right now. Currently, I'm not sponsored by any energy drink right now because the deal with G Fuel expired. But there are some talks for other brands. There's actually quite a few that I'm in talks with right now. You know, there's a lot that is happening and coming very soon. So there's a lot of different opportunities that I'm trying to tie in together. So yes, I would say there are some brand deals on the horizon.
Do you have a dream sponsorship? Like, I'd love to be sponsored by Fogo de Chao. Do you have anything in particular that you would love to be sponsored by?
Yes. Wow, it's a great question. I would like to be sponsored by... Wow.
Tom, you get thinking too, because I want to know who you'd like to be sponsored by.
It's tough because you don't want to say the wrong thing and alienate a possible sponsor.
True.
You know what I mean? In one of these, you know, these various genres. So.
Or like Tom, you don't want to say like Viagra because then people ask questions.
Well, we're also
sponsored
by the different blue pill than Viagra, so
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I like coconut water, so I would say maybe a coconut water. Bath and Body Works. I love candles.
Excuse me.
I'm saying one that I want outside the sports region.
Tell me more about your love of candles.
You know, I had a podcast where I just on Fightful actually, where I pulled out my giant stash of candles. I don't know. On I've always enjoyed having my house smell like certain things. That, like, you know, if it's Christmas, like a tree. You know, if it's Halloween, like candy corn. You know, if it's the fall, maybe pine. You know, I think it's always fun to have something new instead of coming into a house that smells like nothing. Why not spice it up a little bit and have, you know, a nice scent going on in the house? You know, coffee. So I just always try to, like, you know, I love candles. I've always have since I'm a kid.
Interesting.
So one year my wife came home. I came for my birthday party, I think it was, and she had a giant box, like at least 3 feet tall, and it was full of candles. And yeah, it was just it was crazy. And they're still being lit to this day.
Wow. What is the scent of March?
Probably going to be mint.
Mint. Interesting. Well, tell us a little bit about the wrestling career. What's going on? What have you got coming up lately?
So, Hollywood wrestling, Gotham wrestling, it's a lot where, you know, wrestling as much as possible, as well as fitting in your films, and it's all kind of, it works, because if I'm in the area, let's say I'm in L.A. filming, there's places in L.A. that I can wrestle, right? Yes. It works perfectly. I've been really, really enjoying wrestling for Coastal Wrestling, Coastal Championship Wrestling, out in Florida and Tennessee. I'm sure Tom and you have heard, they're an amazing company, and they run a ton of shows, and they're all quality shows. And one of my favorite things about them is getting to share the locker room with Gangrel. Gangrel is one of my mentors for a very long time, and I'm sure everyone knows how amazing he is to learn from and be backstage with. So CCW is a place that I've been working at a lot, and I've been really, really enjoying myself there.
Vinny, really quickly on that, because last week there was a news story that Rusev and Gangrel are opening up a school together in Tennessee. So I wasn't aware that Coastal Championship Wrestling has been running shows up there as well in Tennessee already.
Yes. They run shows in Nashville, and they run really good shows at a Redcon One gym, which is like an awesome venue for like any wrestler. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got
it's phenomenal.
What have you learned from Gangrel?
It's so much, because since I'm 17, I've been just like learning from him, and he's just been an amazing influence on my career. I think he's just pacing yourself, slowing down when it comes to in the ring and being, and also mentally, you know, as wrestlers, we're always trying to figure out the next thing, the next spot, the next booking, the next opportunity. And we're always so caught up in the future. He always kind of really, calm me down in the sense of just don't always think of what's next, the future. Just enjoy where you are now and keep, and you know what I'm saying? That's something that he's really helped me out with. Because I'm always trying to do more, which I think is very good, but also to really take in and appreciate the now. That's something that I've learned from him in wrestling and out. And even it's helped my life in general, because I'm always kind of on the phone, doing business, answering emails, and just doing things on the phone, and it makes me not be present where I am. And that's something that I've really had to work on with my wife, my family. I'm just being present. So that's something that I learned from him that I think is very valuable.
You know, we're about to head to a break, but I should mention that on NXT last night, they had a video package for Joe Hendry, which actually was the best thing on the entire show. It talked about him from being a kid and then getting into wrestling and all the things he did to make himself a superstar and eventually get signed. And I watched the thing and I was like, I hope this guy has had a chance to sit down and appreciate all this stuff that he did for himself, because that is an incredible story. Hold the phone, brother. We'll be right back. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. That horror film I did was actually directed by my buddy Mark. That's how I met him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I got the role because of my superior acting skills and also because I put Death of WCW on my resume. And he was a fan.
Wow. What was the role?
Fear of Sleep. I'll send you the video after this.
Shrimp.
Please do.
Yes. Hey, let's get some plugs in here. You got two, you got several films, actually. Let's get some
social media
plugs and everything out.
Awesome. Yeah, Mr. Reset and the Society of Turnbuckle and Bone comes out very soon. We're finalizing dates for release. Then we have Between the Living and the Dead, a coming horror film that I am filming in April, as well as Lost Media, another horror film I'm filming in April. So these are all really fun opportunities coming up very soon. Wrestling pretty much all over the United States. Stay tuned to my Instagram at Vinny Pacifico, because that's where everything goes. Of every single opportunity, all my travels, all my films go on there. So that's pretty much everything I have going on right now, and then some. So that's kind of what's going on, pretty much. You know, and I'm filming The Forgotten by Echoed Soul Productions in April as well. So there's three horror films in April, one in June as well, called The Forsaken Few. So there's just a lot going on right now, and I'm very excited for everything.
You know, my one of my daughter's friends is obsessed with Lost Media, and so now
really?
I'm obsessed with it now as well. So I will be first in line to watch that one. But Vinny, thanks so much for doing the show here today. We'll have you back on again soon. All the best with a crazy April schedule, and who knows? Maybe we'll see a WrestleMania weekend or something like that.
Heck yeah. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you guys very much.
All right. We are out of time, everybody. Thanks, Tom. We'll be back with After Dark Radio 2 Pacific with Robin Warder. Trail Went Cold. True Crime. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. Sports Byline. Check it out. And we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.